anything we do to force people to do things to give us, we know how we feel about that. We may do it, but it's not coming out of a certain energy. So we pay for any time we either give or receive something that is, we give out of an energy that isn't pure, natural giving, or the other person does something for us that isn't out of pure, natural giving. And I've tried to raise my consciousness about that over the years, and now the more I think about it, the more I realize how enormous we pay for any time anything is done for us mixed with this other energy. And that's why a few years ago, to kind of raise consciousness about this in my groups, I developed this little card some of you have seen. And I suggest that for a while, to make sure the giving going on in your closest relationships is kosher, is pure. Whenever you ask for something, give this card. And the card says, please do as I request only, big word only, if you can do so with the joy of a little child feeding a hungry duck. Please, please, please do not do as I request if there is any of the following mixed in, even in the tiniest degree. Any fear of punishment if you don't. Any doing it for reward, that I'll like you better if you do. Out of any shame or guilt or duty or obligation. Life is too short for us to do anything for each other with any taint like that mixed into the giving. But of course, we're so far from that now because for 5,000 years we've been taught the only way you can motivate sinful, wretched, creepy human beings is through these power over tactics of punishment, reward, shame, guilt, duty, and obligation. So we have been so deeply ingrained with and so exposed to tactics motivated to get us to do what's good for us in society through those tactics that it's pretty hard to get pure giving going between human beings. So that's why I like to check myself and make sure I never do anything for others. Never. Only for self-full reasons. Only when it's play. Self-full reasons. Then they don't have to pay for it. And for me, the gift is play.
Off the other side of the coin. I have a need. I present my need to you. Give it with joy.
Yes.
What is the best way I can receive being my need?
That you feel like you gave me a gift.
Do I receive it gratefully? Or?
This is one of my perplexities about this, because it seemed to me if we give and receive, here's what would happen. I would do something, and you would feel this mitzvah. You would say, thank you for the gift, and then you respond. And then I say, thank you for responding that way. And you would say, thank you for responding to my response that way. And we would spend the rest of our life celebrating. And all you did was pass me the salt. But it seems to me that if we're really tuned in, and then after about 10 interchanges, was I the giver or the receiver here? Who was the giver any simple act, we would be lost in bliss forever. So that's why I'm confused with that.